Blog Talk Radio.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine, you come in.
Hey, here we go again. Praise the Lord, everybody. A wonderful change has come over me. Praise the Lord, it's a blessing to be here again in the house of the Lord with his saints of God, men and women of God who truly love the Lord. It's a blessing to be amongst you this Thursday night. And we just come to give God the glory and the praise and the honor. First and foremost, we thank God for who he is and who we are because of who he is. We give him the honor for being our Heavenly Father. This is the prayer he gave us, where we can simply say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. And so it is. So we just going to give God the glory tonight. First and foremost, I thank also my brother, Minister Brother Jesse Storr, and his lovely queen, Evangelist Tammy Storr, the visionaries for this ministry that has put on and has sacrificed for this blog talk so that we can be on here and we can bless the Lord of our soul and all that is within us, and we can go and we can grow. And each one can reach one, each one can teach one. We can just share what the Lord has given us. And I'm so grateful tonight. I'm grateful to be here tonight. So I just want to let you know how grateful I am that a change has come over my life. And I love the Lord more than I did last night, more than I did yesterday, more than I did 2 or 3 days ago. I love him. You know, the song said, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I'm telling you, you need to get a love you more than anything in your spirit tonight. Lord, I love you, Lord, more than anything, Lord. I love you more than my house, my car, my wife, my children, God, myself, God. Father, I love you more than my job. I love you more than my finance. I love you more than that piece of jewelry I just bought or whatever. I mean, whatever it is you just did, them shoes you just got from the mall. And, you know, y'all, you went to the shop. My hair, I just got, you know, I just got these braids in. I just got this weave. Whatever it is you just did, just got your nail done. Lord, I love you more than those things. New outfit, whatever. You know, Lord, I love you more than that, Lord. I begin to praise him and worship and magnify his name. So I used to sing a song back in the days, and we did church. I don't know what you come to do. Tonight, people, I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you felt when you woke up this morning, but I come to give God the praise tonight. I come to give him the glory tonight. Because guess what? Some people laid their head on that pillow last night, and that was the very last time they did it. Some people didn't even get to that bed. Some people don't even have a bed. Some people don't even have a roof over their head, or clothes on the back, or shoes on their feet, hot and cold, clean, running water. But guess what? The majority of anyone on this line, on the sound of my voice, you do. You may have some transportation vehicles, you may have 2 or 3 cars. You know what I mean? You're blessed. So it's so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. I just saw when I was young, all the time they do said, I had some good days. I had some hills to climb. I had some weary days. I had some sleepless nights. But he said, when you look around and you think things are over, all of his good days outweighed his bad days, and Lord, he won't complain. I'm saying the same, Lord, I won't complain. I used to be a complainer. I used to be a murmurer. Da 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 this and da 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 that. And complaining, I told this guy, man, I'm blessed now. I can't complain. Complaining won't change nothing anyway. I can praise him, though. That my good days outweigh my bad days. And that's what we are tonight. Let's praise our God for the good days outweighing the bad. Praise God tonight for just who you are, where you are, and where he's going to take you. And if you're going through something right now, understand that you're going through is not for you. It's for somebody else. We go through to get through to bring somebody else through. So go through because you're going to get through. And praise him in the going through. Oh, knows, man, I've learned how to praise in the pit. And I've been there on several different levels. But when that praise in that pit, but God know how to bring you out. You better ask somebody. Somebody need to testify. He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Some people need to testify. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. He'll wipe your tears away. He'll give you joy, unspeakable joy. He'll give you a peace that past all your understanding when you need to be feel like you should blow your brains out, you feel like you need to jump off the top of the building. He'll give you like the storm. He says, peace, be still. So make you put your hands together, you know, let your hands do as lips do when they kiss. Touch, come apart. Touch, come apart. Begin to clap and give him praise. And as you're doing that, you can be singing the song, say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hey, I just want to share that with you. And in this question, it'll be none other than Evangelist Maria Flint giving us words of inspiration. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And I know for a fact that we serve a mighty, mighty God. My husband didn't give his testimony, so I'm going to give it for him. And he may be giving it later, but I thank God that my husband is here on tonight because for the last three nights we were in the hospital with him, and he could have not made it. So I thank God he's here to bring this word on tonight. I'll let him tell the rest of it if it's something he pleases to do, but I thank God for my husband on tonight. And God is saying tonight, bring me the sacrifice of your time, a most precious commodity. In this action-addicted world, few of my children take time to sit quietly in my presence. But for those who do, blessings flow like streams of living water. I, the one from whom all blessings flow, am also blessed by our time together. This is a deep mystery. Do not try to fathom it. Instead, glorify me by delighting in me. Enjoy me now and forever. We have four scriptures on tonight, Psalms 21 and 6. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. John 7:37 through 38. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Psalms 103:11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And the last scripture, Psalms 34:3, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Come on, people. That last one right there. If you would, just glorify the Lord with me. I have a lot to glorify him for. I'm just thanking him. I'm so excited about what he's doing in our lives. I'm just so grateful for who he is in our lives. And he is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The next voice you hear is none other than my honey, my love, my sugar plum, George Flint.
Praise God, praise God. Lord, come glorify the Lord with me. That's it, come on. And glorify the Lord with me, I'm telling you. Let's praise the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I'm so grateful right now to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Hey, I just want to praise him. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise him. I come to lift him up. I come to lift my hands. I come to shout for joy. I come to just thank the Lord. You guys just don't know. You don't know. And I didn't know. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about some things that we take for granted. How about that? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength right now, God. We thank you, God, that we move, we live, we have our being because you live, and you live inside of us, God. So we give you, God, and the glory, God, for you are great, God, and you're greatly to be praised. Now, Father, as we decrease, as I decrease, and you increase, God, is all of you and none of us, Father, that every ear, God. You said he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. God, give us an ear to hear right now, God. Hear your voice, God, loud and clear. Father, I begin to thank you for it in advance. God, I begin to praise you for it in advance, God. I thank you, God, that I decrease, God. I thank you, God, that this word that comes forth, God, will be all of you and none of me, God. I will remove myself from the equation, and that you and the Holy Spirit take over completely. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Move like never before. Help us, heal us, deliver us, set us free. Heal the land, God. Bring us to a place of repentance, God, and a place of godly sorrow, which leads to repentance, God. And get us lined up back with you, God, in the right place with you and right standing with you, God. And whatsoever mindful to give you the honor, God, the glory and the praise. Oh, God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for this yesterday that you have made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. I just want to tell you, listen, I remember when I first started pastoring, and when I first got married to my wife, and we're still living in South Carolina, God said, every person you meet, the first 12 people or the first 10 people you see of that morning, you ask them, if they were to die today, where would they go? Where would you spend eternity? Or do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you know God is your Lord and personal Savior? So I had to meet everyone I saw that day. You know, it had to be a complete stranger. First 10 or 12 people I'd never seen before, I had to approach them that way. And I'm standing with you tonight because I don't know if you ever had a near-death experience, which I have had this last 3 days, but... And I'll go deep into the testimony on that. But here's the question. If you die tonight, where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? And we've been talking about kingdom, we've been talking about dominion, so I'm not going to harbor on death. But we're going to go for living. You see, even dying is not death, because you have to know where you're going to spend eternity. Because even then, if you're going to spend it in heaven or you're going to spend it in hell, I don't care what they try to tell you, the naysayers saying, and they say it's not real. I'm telling you, heaven is real and hell is real. And you can spend them either way. You can figure out how you're going to spend eternity. But you got a choice. You can choose it. I got a choice. I can choose it. I had to, when she said, a change has come over me and glorify the Lord. I said, we all got our issues. We all got some things where we are falling short in. But I don't want to be caught slipping. And without a doubt in my life, I want to write with God. I don't want to be caught slipping. And Satan torment me because I done warned souls to hell, set souls out of hell's gates, out of hell's mouth by being obedient to the Lord at times, preaching the word of God, and it don't help me. Come on, man. I'm not trying to go to hell. I love you, Lord. I love you, and I praise you and I worship you and I adore you. We're going to talk about some things tonight that I don't know if you get friends with me or something. If anybody got a testimony they want to share before I get into this word, but if not, I'm going to go forth. But if you got a testimony you want to share, you can press 1. I can see you and I can make it press 1. I can recognize you and we can go from there. But if not, listen, I'm going to move forward in this word and we're going to go forth. I got you. Sister Gibson, I got you. 7717, your line is open.
I just want to give God a high note of praise for seeing me through my surgery. I have never, I cannot explain this, but after my surgery, I have had no pains whatsoever. I just started to feel a little nippy pain because I was in the store tonight and I hit my stomach against the buggy. But other than that, I cannot explain why I never had any pain right after the surgery until today. So I just want to give God a high note of praise. There are lots of times and lots of things that we can explain. The things of God, we could hardly explain. So I just want to give God a high note of praise for a successful surgery and for bringing me through and to strengthen me and to put my feet on higher ground. So I just give God thanks and praise.
You know, if that's Sister Gibson, Bishop is not too far behind. I give God the glory and give God the praise for both of you because you've been a big help to the ministry. You preached the good word Sunday. We're looking forward to you and your wife coming back and helping us And we certainly appreciate you. We thank God for delivering both of you through your your trials and everything. You know, the Lord says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from them all. God is a delivering God, and it doesn't matter what you're going through. God is able. There's nothing too hard for God. Philemon 6 says the communication of your faith becomes effective by acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. And I acknowledge him, and I believe you and your wife do as well. And we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise.
Yeah, because he's out of hospital today to talk. Thank God that he brought you out. He did promise to bring us out, and he brought you out.
Mm-hmm. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, thank you, Sister Gibson, and Pastor Bishop Gibson. We thank you, and we love you guys, and we are so grateful for what God has done for you and how God has initially brought you through. Prayers of the righteous avail of much. Thank you, and God bless you. Oh, Heavenly Father, if there's any other testimony before we move forward, this is powerful, this is powerful, this is a powerful night, and we are giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So it's not a testimony. I'm going to give you my testimony, and then what I'll do is I'll move forward into the Word. Well, my testimony is this simple. Last Thursday night after the blog talk, I had some pain in my left elbow and on the bicep. And I was telling my wife it felt like it was tightening. And so I didn't really tell her anything about it until Friday. And I was like, man, I got a little discomfort. And it feels like, you know, maybe an insect bite or something like that. Or I didn't recall bumping into anything. So we kept going. So Saturday morning, I'm getting up, and my two fingers, my pinky finger and the finger next to it, were numb. They were numb. I couldn't feel them, and I couldn't do them. So I said, I'm going to go to urgent care. So I knew I had already committed to minister for Sunday, so I ministered Sunday and went to urgent care, but it was closing. So I went on Monday morning. And so we went on Monday morning, and, man, I love my wife so much, man. You guys have no idea how awesome this woman of God is. But long story short, we go on Sunday, we go Monday, and I get urgent care, and there's no insect bite. So the doctor begins to say, he get to mess with my arms and saying how strong I am and this, that, and the third. He pull my arm here, push it back here, pull it here, push it back here. So he orders what they call a CBC, that's check the white blood cell counts. That came back perfect. So he said, I don't know. So he said, let's do an EKG on you. So they did an EKG. It came back abnormal. So the first thing he said, well, we're going to send you to the emergency room. And I'm like, I feel good. And the only reason why I was going, I really don't go to doctors much, but I was going because I told my wife, I said, if there's any poison in my arm, I want to know. And then we'll deal with it from there. Lo and behold, I said, I'm going home. So I leave, I have to go home. My wife, she's upset. She's about to cry. She's about to call my mom, everybody else. So I said, let's go. So we go to the emergency room, and they call my name. They ask what I mean. I show them what the doctor said. Tell me you need cardiac enzymes or whatever that is. And then I give them the EKG. They see that it was abnormal, so they run their own EKG. Comes back abnormal. They begin to play with my arm. They say, it's warm, like it's fever in it. Check for clots. So they take me out of there and take me to another in a room in the emergency room, and they get the ultrasound. They found a clot in my left arm. So then they do a CT contrast, a CT scan, and they do a contrast, and they come back and they say, well, you got two small clots, one in each lung. And at that point, it's called pulmonary embolism. And the lady that was doing the echo on my heart, she began explaining to me how serious it is. And when they first said it in my lungs, the nurse that was there, the nurse practitioner, he had a look on his face like, ooh, like it was like how serious it was. See, we don't know how close we are to death. You know, like I said, a near-death experience, and it's like, hey, where would I have spent eternity? But the grace of God, my wife, if I would have been stubborn, they said, if you would have went home, who would say you would have woke up? But my wife and her persistence. I don't know who to follow me as I follow Christ, but this time I had to follow her. And I'm grateful that I did. I'm grateful that God had made her persistent enough to say, hey, let's see about this. And in the midst of seeing about it, we started, hey, you got these things we need to deal with. There's some invaders in your body. And we just talked about it on Sunday, as Bishop said. We talked about it in church Sunday about, you know, having dominion and taking our body back from these invaders, invading our body, whether it's some of them have cancer, leukemia, lupus, high blood pressure. They claim that from my high blood pressure, my diabetes, my leukemia, my lupus, my MS. Man, ain't none of that stuff protect my asthma, my bronchitis. We give all this stuff possession as these demons come in our body and invade it. And this is what has happened. But God has, he stopped the enemy. He stopped the hand of the enemy, and he sent the rain. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about how he sends the rain, the latter and the former rain. And I'm so grateful. Okay, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful tonight. And even in leaving, you know, they started. You know, I'm one person that's not for needles, but I have it. Like she said, that surgery. When the first time I ever had an IV in my veins, I had two of them in my veins and some other stuff, man, and needles, and they was giving me shots all in my stomach. First time any of those things happened to me, but God began to move, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that even on yesterday, I'm gonna tell you something the last procedure they were going to do. And it's so awesome, man, to have an ear to hear the voice of God. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I implore you to get to God and say, God, give me an ear to hear. I need to hear you. God, I want to hear your voice. I don't care if it's a still small voice. I don't care if you're screaming. Because we may hear God differently, but you need to know that you're hearing God's voice and not man's voice and not your own voice. Or not Satan's voice, but you need to hear God. You need to discern the voice of God. And so they were going to do a procedure on me. And then this procedure wasn't explained to me overnight. It wasn't explained to me during the day. I just know that they were doing a procedure, and I get down there. My wife didn't know what was going on. And there was an uneasiness about the procedure. And as I'm about to sign the consent form, the Spirit of the Lord said, no, don't do it. And then I began to pray. And I seen a lot of different visions as I began to pray. And as I prayed, man, God showed me even me not coming back from this procedure. So I refused it. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you got to hear the voice of God. You can't hear man. Man may say one thing, but God has the final say. So you better hear the voice of God. You better learn how to hear the voice of God. So that's the change that has come over me. But let's move real quick to the book of Joel. Look at the second chapter. Real quick. I mean, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for God. I'm so grateful for my queen, man. She is amazing. I'm telling you. She is so amazing. She's so amazing. That woman was. She saved my life, and she was mad at me. Y'all better hear me. She was mad at me because I was not going. I was going home. I turned because she can't drive. I was driving. And here's the thing. I had no symptoms at all. Blood pressure was good. I was trying to get my temperature. My blood oxygen level was good. My echo was good. And even as they were monitoring my heart, they stopped us. They took that away. It was like, man, took me off the IV. It's good. It's just these slots. So we never know. We never know. But God knows. And God has to finally say something. I read in the second chapter of Joel, which says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there have not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. As the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall be out of blackness. This is what God said. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march, every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Now shall one thrust another, they shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Man, God is making you people, I'm talking about, he's building you for the fortitude he's building you, where you're impervious to pain, impervious to the threats of the enemy, impervious to the wiles of the devil, to the snares of the devil. He's building you. He said, this, the earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall darken, and the stars shall withdraw from their shining, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. How many say I'm in the army of the Lord? I am in the army of the Lord, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Therefore also not said the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And this is what God is saying tonight, people. Turn to me. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Here in the last 3 days, it's been raining real heavy. Last 2-3 days, it's been raining real heavy. And again, I told you, I've been in the hospital for the last 3 days, and God told me tonight, 3 days. 3 days. And watch what I do. Even Christ said, he said that you people ask for a sign. But I tell you, you tell this temple down in 3 days, it will be rebuilt. Tell your enemy, you want a sign, you tell this temple down in 3 days, it will be rebuilt. God done some things to me in 3 days, ladies and gentlemen. 3 days, I was on my deathbed Monday. They looked at me like I was crazy. We're going to be trying to get home until they start those slices in my lungs. And they said, hey, we're admitting you. And they started the injections. 3 days, I'm at home. 3 days, I'm moving. He told me, this is what the doctor told me. He said, go back to your preaching, go back to your coaching, go back to your life. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also not say of the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. Begin to turn to the Lord with all your heart. They ask you to command two commandments. They say, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now look at this. How do we say we love ourselves and then we're not taking care of this temple to a saint? You're not taking care of the body. You're letting invaders get into your body. But you love yourself. You love you. You love God. You love your people. I can't love me. I can't cover my wife or my children from a deathbed or from the hospital bed. I can't protect them and shield them as I sworn to God that I would do. He said, I can't swear. God said, nobody else read them to swear by himself. So he swore the immutable things, that which cannot be changed. Invest in your blessing. And here's what God is saying, invest and I will bless you. But he said, within fasting and with weeping and with mourning. And then he said, rend your heart. We're so quick to rend our garments. I was, even with fasting, we're so quick to give up food. And you're not fasting. You're just starving yourself. So then when you think you're purging, you ain't doing nothing throwing up a hamburger. You just, hey, come on, man, let's be real. Is this the kind of fasting you require, that you just starve yourself and not get any spiritual nourishment? We fast, but we don't get into the Word. We fast, but we don't spend time with God and let him pour into us. We just abstain. That's all you know. You just abstain from a meal. We still play back. Starve yourself. You ain't no fasting, and there's no reward from it. He said, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repent of him of the evil. So I felt like I was like, listen, man, you know how God told Job, he told Satan, you can touch his body, but you can't kill him. He touched my body, ladies and gentlemen. He touched my body. He touched my wife's body. He touched my mother's body. I'm sorry, they said it come in threes. It's broken. It's broken. Even on the third day, Christ resurrected on the third day. Let's talk about these 3 days. Your name is resurrection. If you in the Lord, come on, let's talk about these 3 days. He said, who knows if you will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Who knows what God going to do? He said, arrange your heart and not your garments and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. Show the anger of great kindness and repent of him of the evil. 14 verse says, and who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering to the Lord your God. Hear what God's saying right now. Build a trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. It's time to gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber. And the bride out of our house. 15 verses again. It says, build a trumpet. Build a trumpet in Zion. Let people know, hey, have a clarion call. Tonight, I'm saying there's a clarion call. It's time to sanctify the people. It's time to call a solemn assembly. I don't care, man. It's time to have a setting. Let's have a setting at the house of worship. And we set in and we begin to praise God. We begin to intercede. Where are the intercessors at? Where are the prayer warriors at? Where are those that say, hey, Lord, it's me, I stand in the gap. Where are you? When you look at all the foolishness and the foolery that's going on, all the confusion, all the morality and the demonic things that are going on, where are you? Where are the people that say, Lord, it's me, oh, Lord, hey. If the Lord needs somebody, then I am, Lord. Choose me, I'll go. Isaiah said, Lord, send me, I'll go. Who has a send me, I'll go in your heart today, in your mouth today? They say, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me. Someone said, the Lord wants somebody, needs somebody, somebody. Here I am, oh, Lord, send me. Can you say that tonight? Can you say, here I am, oh, Lord, send me. I'll go. I'll send the gap, Lord. I intercede, God, for the believers, the non-believers, for those that don't love you, those that do love you, those that are lost, God. Ask me, God, for those who are caught in religion, God, and don't know they need to have a relationship. Excuse me. Can you say it? Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride of her closet. Verse 17, let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. I told you to call the solemn assembly. I'm telling you, it's time to get at the altar. It's time to come back to the altar and begin to cry out to God. It's time for a change. If someone left, there was the worship song that came over. It's like a change has come over me. And that's what I'm telling you. It's time for a change. It's time for a change in our communities. It's time for a change in our homes. It's time for a change in our families. It's time for a change in our work environments. It's time for a change in our businesses. Those that are entrepreneurs, it's time for a change. So even those that have jobs, it's time for you to be deployed. It's time out for being employed and working with somebody. It's time out for others to get wealth off your labor. It's time out for that. White wealth, black label. I heard a man say that earlier today. It's time out for that. It's time to take your place. It's time to say, hey, I'm kingdom. I'm a kingdom citizen, and I have dominion, and it's time to walk in it. But how do you do it without knowing who you are? The word of God says the meek shall inherit the earth. But we're supposed to say, how do you get your inheritance when you don't know your DNA? Your DNA don't match it. Your DNA don't match you being a beneficiary of the inheritance. Seventh verse again, let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy inheritance to reproach, that the heathens rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? I was talking about it earlier, man. When people were in front of Christ and they were in his position, in his presence, demons were not comfortable. They were kind of like, man, you before your time, Jesus, Son of God, why are you doing with us? When you're around heathens and you're around demons, how do they respond around you? How do they respond around you? Ask yourself that question. Are they comfortable around you or are they uncomfortable? Is it a pleasant conversation or is it like, hey, I don't feel too comfortable around these people? I know warfare is coming. And that's what it is. I know he's about to cast me out. I know I'm about to leave this body. That's how the demons should feel when they're in your presence. But here when he says, spread our people, O Lord, and give not thine inheritance to reproach. And he just rule over them. What should they say among the people? Where is their God? Where is your God? No, anywhere is your God. Where are you? Where are you with your God today? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people once you turn your heart. Then say, you get the Lord down and say to this people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But here's the part I love the most. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the part I love the most. I'm going to skip. No, I'm going to go through all this real fast, because the 23rd verse is the one I want you to be excited about, the 23rd through the 27th. But it says, but I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate. See, that's where we've been, you know, stuff been coming at us. With the face toward the east and his hinder part, toward the utmost, and his things shall come up, and his ill savors shall come up, because he have done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bearer for fruit, the fig tree, and the vine do yield their strength. Verse 23, I'm telling you, watch this. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Be glad then, you men and women of God, under the sound of my voice and your love, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Begin to rejoice. And come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and glorify the Lord with me. Come on and stomp your feet with me. Come on and thank the Lord for me. Come on and be grateful tonight. For he has given you the former rain, moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. God is saying he sends the rain. That's what I'm talking about tonight. He sends the rain. I will cause the rain. See, we sow seeds, but then he said, one man plant another water, but God gives the increase. See, I'm not upset about the rain, because we've been praying and we've been fasting. And so that praying and fasting has been sowing seeds in the ground. But you need that rain so that seed can be nourished, so that seed can come forth. And God said, I will make it come forth. He said, and in the first month, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I restore to you. How about that? How many of you have lost some things and said, if I only had that day, if I could only make that decision again, if I could only do this again, if I only had last week back, if I only had yesterday back, if I only had, but God said, I will restore. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, because see, all this thing, we're giving Satan too much credit. Some of this stuff Satan had nothing to do with. I don't know if some of y'all religion just thinking, but I'm telling you, we give Satan too much credit, because he's an employee of God. He worked for your God. Sometimes you need to appreciate Satan, because what he meant for bad, God turned around for good. See, he thought he had me. He thought he had my mama last week, 2 weeks ago. He thought he had me this week, and he thought he had Sister Gibson. But God said no. And I thought he had us. He was probably rejoicing. That's one I ain't got to worry about. No, it's something you got to worry about. Yeah, it's somebody you got to worry about. He said, and you say anything and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. What is it like to not be ashamed? See, when we be dominated by Satan, we're dominated by outside forces that has been orchestrated to bring forth our demise. We have fear. We have shame. We have doubt. We have discouragement. We have unbelief. We have depression. We have oppression. We have stress. These things are dominating factors that dominate us when God has called you to dominion. But the Lord said, I will restore to you. How many of you got some years that you need God to restore? How many of you got some things? It might be last month you need God to restore some stuff. But he said, I will restore to you the years. I thank you right now, God, for the restoration. I thank you right now, God, for the restoration. And I praise you and I worship you and I magnify your name. See, it was just a week ago today when this pain began to come. But God, I glorify you for the pain, God. If this is the army, if this is where you sent to me, God, I give you honor, I give you glory, I give you praise for the wake-up call, for the clarion call, even to bring me to a place of repentance, God. I thank you. And I honor you, God, tonight. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for your daughter, God. I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. Because, see, I didn't lay my head down for the last time, last night. So, God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Two more things that I'm going to be out your way. Let's look at Acts 27. On the 30th, it said, Acts 27 and the 13th verse, it said, I don't want to go to the 17th verse. 13th verse. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete, but not long after a tempestuous head. Wind arose, called you replied. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. and running under the shelter of an island called Tauta, which secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the surface sands, they struck sail and so were driven. And because we were extremely tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. Watch it, they lightened the ship, but on the third day, I told you about these days, on the third day we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Sometimes you got to get to a place where you got to lose your mind. It said, do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. But how can my mind be renewed unless it has to be lost? I got to lose it. I got to lose my old way of thinking. I got to lose this thinking. I got to lose my way of doing things. That's why God said, my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts. He said, as far as the east is to the west, is my ways compared to your ways and my thoughts compared to your thoughts. However, I wish your thoughts were like mine. And so now it's for me to be like-minded with him to understand who I was from the very beginning when he formed me and allowed me to come out of the matrix of my mother's womb when he said, hey, I created male and female and I made them in my image and after my likeness. And I know, hey, this is who I am and this is who I was created to be. I was created to be like him with his mind. But the things that made up of him, the characteristics of him is inside of me. Lord, I repent for being anything and everything else that was not like you. That's contradictory to who you are and who I was made to be. I'm a mighty man of value because you said so. I'm a king's kid because you said so. I'm a kingdom citizen because you said so. I'm royalty because you said so. I'm peculiar people because you said so. I belong to a royal family and a royal priesthood because you said so. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I can think a thing. I can speak a thing. I can create a thing. You did it from the very beginning. You began to speak a thing. You start off with a thought. And you spoke it, and so it was. And now you put that same creative ability in us. And God, this is who we are. But they began to lose their mind. They said they threw the tackle overboard with their own hands. And now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and those small tempests beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. How many times you get to a point where you got to give up. You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired and say, Lord, I surrender. I can't do it. I'm at the wit's end. I've done it. All I can do now is all on you. But after long absence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you shall listen to me and I will sail from Crete and incur this disaster and loss. And now urge you to take the heart of foot, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For that stood by me this night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted to all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island. So here's what happened. He told them, if you guys can't get off the ship, we got to do this. We got to run amok. And sometimes we got to be on a ship that runs amok for God to get the glory. It got to go so haywire. It got to look so crazy sometimes. Because some of us have gotten our own resources. Some of us have created wealth because God said, I give you the power to create wealth. And then, but guess what? If we do it that way, then he can't prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies for him to get the glory out of it. Sometimes we got some things going on in our lives, and it feels like it's shortcoming. It feels like there's some detours. It feels like there's some delays. It feels like there's some denials. But we got to go to Psalms 23 and know that the Lord is our shepherd. And know what a shepherd does. He has a rod that comforts, that corrects, that covers. But the key thing he said, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. See, if you had it all, then God can get glory. No, man, you already had that money. You just want to build that building because you already had it. But when you don't have nothing, and God begins to bless you with it, and I'm like, dang, I know he had nothing. I know she had nothing. She just had me for $50 the other day. Now, how in the world is he? And then God showed him. That meal, they said, that's a seven-course meal that he prepares for you in the presence of your enemies. He's able, ladies and gentlemen. He's able. He's able. Another person, man, I feel like, I talked to Brother Jonah. God told him to do something. Jonah said, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So what happened with Jonah? He got on the ship trying to get away, running from God. How many of y'all, said I was a track star? I was stubborn. He really like, I'm running. I'm a Texas. I'm going to do a 100-yard dash. And Jonah thought he was going to do a 100-yard dash on that ship. They threw him in that water, and guess what? The whale swallowed him. And how long was he in that? In the belly of the whale. I just did not wait. 3 days, ladies and gentlemen, 3 days. And after those 3 days, Jonah came to a place of repentance. God is all led to repentance. He said, God, I'll go. And he went. So we're going to end with this. Hosea 6:3. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up. That third day, something else, huh? That we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Tonight, I just call you to repentance. You know where you are, you know who you are, and you know your place with God. We also come and let us return to the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, come and let us return to the Lord, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. How many of you need reviving? He will revive us with a revival, with a holy revival, with the solemn assembly that we'll be calling. And don't expect the solemn assembly to be called. I'll speak to Gibson, to Bishop Gibson and Sister Gibson. Maybe a Friday night we're going to do a setting, and I'll speak to them to see if it's okay, or Saturday or whatever. But be expected for a solemn assembly to be called. He said, sanctify yourselves, call a solemn assembly. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go into the enemy's camp and take back what he took from us. It's time to go into the enemy and take your children back, take your family back, take your siblings back, take your parents back. When I was in the hospital, I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go after that. But when I was in the hospital, there was a lady that they talked about, and it's about my heart. And the doctor was saying when she was in at another hospital, I think she said Grady, I'm not sure. But she said I was an 81-year-old woman, 81 years old. And she was in the hospital building because her heart, she had a heart attack. She celebrated with her great-grandson, his birthday. He was 21 years old. He turned 21, 22, whatever. Man, they celebrated smoking crack. Lady never smoked crack before in her life. 81 years old, she smoked crack. Heart collapse. She goes to the hospital. We need to call a solemn assembly. For somebody to have a mindset at 81 years old to smoke crack with your great-grandson, and for your great-grandson to say, Grandma, on my birthday, I want to celebrate with me and you smoking some crack. Come on, man. Where are we? That we may live in his sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established at the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. I'm telling you, man, reality, not religion. Kingdom, not religion. That's what this solemn assembly is about, to get yourself back in the place of God. I'm not a Christian, but I'm a kingdom citizen. You got to make up your mind. You know who you are and whose you are. Come to the call, place of repentance. Return to the Lord. Seek him now while he may be found. Early. And he ain't even lost. Well, you may be found by him. Lord, here I am. Locate me, God. I need you. Oh, I need you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We come to a place of repentance, God. We come to a place, God, we ask God for forgiveness, Father, for who we are, God. Yes, you have torn, God, but they say you will heal us. You are stricken, God, but you will bind us up. God, they said, 2 days you revive us, and on the third day, God, you will raise us up, that we may live in your sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord, God. Let us pursue the knowledge of who you are, God, and who we are because of who you are. With wisdom and understanding, God, give us the gifts that will help edify the body of Christ, God. Strengthen us even the more so in you, God. Make us bold. Give us Holy Ghost boldness, God, that we can go boldly before the throne room of grace and declare our thing, and it shall be, God. Strengthen us, God. Let it not be for selfish motives and selfish agendas, God, but for the kingdom. And we give you honor, God, and glory and praise, God. It said that going forth is established as the morning, You will come to us like the rain, God, like the latter and the former rain to the earth, God. Let the rain fall on us, God. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost begin to fall on us, God. And let us have new wineskins for the new wine that you're pouring out. New wine, fresh anointing, fresh oil. That's who you are, God. And let us, God, be the vessel, God. God, we pour ourselves out as a drink offering, God, and say, God, fill us up till we overflow. Fill us up till we overflow, God. We need more of you, less of us. More of you, less of us. All of you, none of us. But fill us till we overflow, God. And then, God, as we overflow and we pour ourselves out of drink offering, fill us up some more, God. I want to pour over. All over, God, just so I can help, God. So if I can help somebody as I travel along my way, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I travel along my way, then my living shall not be in vain. We thank you, God. We thank you for tonight, God. We thank you, God, for where you have brought us from and where you're taking us to. Now, if anyone on the sound of my voice has something they want to say, you want to share, you want to add to, you want to take away, you get the testimony, you want to praise the Lord, whatever, with me, tap your hands with me, add to or take away from the message. You know the routine. We press 1 and we're able to be seen. 6447, your mic is open.
Praise God. I am so grateful. My testimony tonight is when I was 4 months pregnant with Pastor George. I was in a terrible accident, and my doctor wanted to abort him. And I told him, no, that she said, well, the baby will come out damaged. I said, well, I believe God that he wants. She said, well, then I can no longer be your doctor. So I had to seek another doctor to deliver him. And when George was born, before he was born, with the other doctor, I had two huge tumors within the same fact that he was in. And this doctor was saying, I don't know if the baby's going to be born alive because you've got these tumors that must come out. And I had gotten so huge with George and the tumors that I couldn't even see my feet. And I got to church one Sunday morning. There was this couple, and they had finished with devotions because it took me that long to be able to get there because I looked like I had trouble breathing. And this guy came on, and he was playing the saxophone, and he played Precious Lord. And I'm telling you, I felt so relieved with that. I got myself dressed and drove myself to church. My mother and the kids had already gone. And as I walked in that church, they, Move of God Church, they spoke and said, we've just been asking about you, where you were. And I said, well, I'm here. They said, well, come on down because God has a blessing for you. And they prayed over me, and they said, you're going to deliver this baby without any problems and without the tumors being removed. Hallelujah. The day after George was born, and I want you to know that I had 4 boys before he was born. So my mother and I was not expecting another boy. And the hospital for a whole week and a half had nothing but little girls. And they told my mother when she called that she had a look at her. My mother left her patient and rushed to the hospital. But she still loved that curly-haired little boy. And I loved him, too. I might have won the little girl, but he was so precious. And he was so real to us because of how the enemy had tried to take him twice from us. And the day after he was born, I went into the restroom inside my bedroom, and I passed both of those tumors. They told me don't flush them. They had to fish him out with a fishing net, and they were heavy. Even though he weighed 9 pounds and 10 ounces, those two weighed even more. That's why I was so huge. But now that they ever have the audacity to want to take my child again, you see, we've got to know who we know. First, they want to knock me out, and that didn't work. So we said, well, I'll just get George again. We'll just knock him on out. But now, see, you already forgot the other two times. Didn't work. And I'm here to tell you, if you know that you know that you know that you walk with God, if you know that you know that you know who you belong to, and you're not in and out, in and out. Let me tell you, God said, I wish that thou wouldest be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I will spill you out of my mouth. Ko-ko-ko, shata. My son is still living, and I'm still living. My doctor had to say that God stopped your bleeding. Because you don't, a vessel just doesn't stop bleeding unless they go in and stop it. And they had blood waiting for me at the hospital. But while I was in the ambulance, God gave me a blood transfusion. All of a sudden, I started feeling so good. I mean, like I could just float out of there. And I'm saying, oh, God, I'm going to the hospital, and I feel like this. God, what's wrong? What is going on? But little did I know that he had just given me a blood transfusion and probably gave me extra. Hallelujah. You got to know who you're serving. You got to know who you're standing on. And you got to know who you believe in. Because he can come at any time, the enemy, to snatch you away from here. But unless you're on sure footed ground, God is not going to let it happen. If it's not his time, he's not going to let you go. So check yourself out. Do some inventory on your own self about this scripture that Pastor just read and the word that he just gave us. Hallelujah. Know who you're serving. And if you're serving the right one, that's why my song is I'm so grateful. I am truly, truly grateful because I know who I serve. God bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm truly grateful as well, and I praise God. I'm telling you, that testimony, that is powerful, man. They told my mother that I was going to be mentally retarded and she was going to die. And we're both still here, and Lord knows, y'all know I'm not retarded. So that's a mighty God we serve. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God. Someone said, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And we get bold enough to just declare it, and we say, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I tell you what, I'm just so grateful tonight. 8283, your line is open. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful. I'm in a great place because I could have been dead and gone, but God, but God.
Yes, Pastor Flint, my pastor, what a mighty God we serve. Ooh, your voice brings food to my soul. Oh, my God, if anyone is not on this blog, I must say they are missing out. I look forward to it. You bring food to my soul every Thursday. I call thankful Thursdays. Know what? I may get on late sometimes, or I may jump the gun, but I look forward to hearing your word as God speak through you to me. It's for me. I can't say what's for somebody else, but if I don't get on Thursday night, I know Friday, Saturday, and Sunday ain't going to be right. So I got to get right. So I just thank God for you, my sister, Mama George. Oh, boy, I'm so excited. I'm past excited right now. Woo! My soul say yes, Lord. And I am just thankful, 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 thankful. So thankful for you. Thank you for the blog. Thank you. I'm just grateful. And like you said, what a mighty God we serve. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I love you and yes. I thank God for you.
I love you as well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You guys got to say, I'm so overwhelmed over here tonight. You just don't know. Because even on yesterday, they were like, you're not going to get out. They got you scheduled for tomorrow evening. And I was like, all right, whatever. The doctor came and had a conversation with me, and they started bringing me my papers. And I'm just so grateful to God. I begin to just praise him. I begin to just thank him. I'm like, God, have your way, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. And so we give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. 1436, your mic is open.
How you doing, Pastor Joy?
I'm blessed, girl. I'm blessed. Thank you, sir.
I was thinking about what my pastor was talking about having a baby in the tumors. It brought back when I was having a tumor in me, I think it was in 2001, when they took the tumor out, it weighed 28 pounds. It was like a big old Thanksgiving turkey. And the vein it was feeding out was about as big as my little finger. And everybody thought I had don't die. Everybody thought I had don't die because the surgery took longer than it used to. But I thank God, now that I think about it, all the things that God done pulled me through, how many times he done saved my life. And I think about when I used to pray, I used to levitate off the floor, but I would ask my husband, he said I was still down there. And then I think about the cancer, the chemo they was talking about. I just finished chemo last year in December. And the enemy trying to say it coming back. But I trust and believe in God. If God put me through it once, he's going to put me through it again. And I wasn't going to take the tests, and I wasn't going to go through it no more. So I'm finished with it. But then I had to realize this is not my will. This is God's will. God is in charge of everything. He's not going to let no more happen to me than he wants to happen to me. And I had to go on and take the lumbar test today, and it normally would hurt me because they let trainees do it. But I just walked on faith. I said, I'm going to do it anyway. So when I did it, I didn't have a trainee. By the grace of God, he gave me somebody that had been doing it for a professional. And they did it. It was a pain, but after he did the incision and everything and numbing it, it was a little uncomfortable, but it wasn't nothing like I thought it was going to be. And it came through. So good, thank God, and praise God. And the doctor kept on saying that, sometimes this will happen, sometimes it'll happen, and we hope. I said, no, you walk on faith. If you walk on faith that you're going to do good, you're going to do good. And I said, I'm going to walk on the faith for you. I said, I'm going to claim you're going to do good, and I'm praising and praising God you're going to do good. And he did do good. So I just praise God, like Apostle was saying, when you know who you belong to. You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. You just go on and walk that path of faith, the things that you cannot see, but you do know it's there. And I kept on saying, Jesus, I know you're in here with me. And I know you're going to put the right people in my path. And I know you're going to guide everything. And I turned fear into joy and victory over anything I was going through. And I got some more tests that I'm going to. I'm not afraid of them either. Because I know I got God by my side. I know I'm his child, and I know I'm doing his will. And if I find myself thinking I'm following his will by me or my mouth, I just say, sometimes you can sin with your mouth. I ask God, forgive me in the name of Jesus. And I keep on going. Don't worry about what people try to tell me. Well, God ain't going to do this. God ain't going to. You don't know the kind of God I serve. I know the girl I serve is a righteous God. He's a forgiving and loving God. And once you know better, you don't go back and do the same thing that you know you used to do. And I thank God for bringing me to that point in my life where I trust him and I love him more than I love anything and anybody. And I just want to thank you for your ministry that God has given you. And he is really, you are really powerful in the Lord, you and your whole family. And I just thank God for being on the line. It just blessed the spirit in my soul so well. And if I cry, it's not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. You just don't know what your ministry does to a lot of people. They give them hope and strength and faith that if God can do it for them, He can do it for you. And I just thank you and bless your whole family in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. We praise God for you. We praise God for your strength. And God, we thank you for your faith and how it increases. Every time we hear your voice, we can hear the hope and the strength and the encouragement and the faith that God has built you up in the land of faith that he's enlarging me, and he's enlarging your territory. It's just like the bear said, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. See, what people don't understand that Jabez, his name means pain. So every time you called his name, you spoke pain over his life. And he said, that's why he said, oh, God, I know this name means pain. And I know that every time somebody says, Jabez, come here, they're speaking pain over my life. But he said, oh, God, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Don't hold this against me. And that's what God is doing. He's enlarging your territory, and he's going to bless you indeed. I just want to thank God. And everyone, let's just, we talk about dominion and how the favor of God is. And I'm so grateful for my wife. But here's what the thing is. You guys know that I told you they gave me injections for blood thinners. And now I'm on blood thinners for the next 90 days, for the next 3 months. Well, in this case, I was going to be on blood thinners for 12 months. And the medicine cost me $450 a month for the medicine. Well, the doctor said you're going to be on blood thinners for the next 3 months. And they already gave me 2 months of the medicine for free. I got 2 months of the medicine I don't even have to pay for. Ain't that God? Y'all don't understand, man. Y'all understand how awesome our God is. And I'm going to be even by the next 30 days, I'm going to have to pay for it. They're going to figure out a way for that to be done for me as well. So I just trust God for that. What a mighty God we serve. Anyone else? Press 1, I can recognize you. If you have anything you want to add to or take away from, we serve a mighty God. You want to comment, you want to make, we're talking about how God is, how good he is. We're talking about how he sends the rain. And I'm seeing how God is sending the rain right now into his people. He's telling you, you may feel like you're going through something. You may feel like you're falling short. You may feel like God has forgotten you. You may feel like God is turning the deaf ear to you and he's been silent. Just like John the Baptist was in that third room, you know what I mean, in that third cell. It's like the man in the third cell when he said to the disciples to Christ and say, are you the one, or shall we look for another? And then Christ began to tell him this, and this is what I want to encourage you with tonight. He said, show them that the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the blind receive sight. And all these things, something, and he said, watch this. He said, and blessed is he that is not offended because of me. Blessed are you that are not offended because I've been silent and you haven't heard me in a season. Blessed are you that are not offended because temptations and trials and tribulations have been knocking at your front door. Matter of fact, it kicked in your door. Afflictions have kicked in your door. But you did not curse me. You just kept the right position and the right posture. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. That's what he's telling me tonight. Blessed he is not offended because of me. Next voice you hear being Evangelist Maria Flint. She has some words of encouragement, some words that she want to share. And I'm encouraged tonight, and I hope you are encouraged as well.
Amen. Amen. I'm so full on tonight. And I hope I can get through this because this has just been one awesome night. But to hear my mother's testimony just really, really filled my heart. And, you know, the tears started flowing because when she told the testimony of how my husband was not supposed to be here, but then I thought about it, and I said, he had to be here because you made him for me. So I thank God that she did not abort my king because, and she couldn't abort my king because it was already predestined for him to be my king. So I thank God that she got him here for us. And I praise God for her because she's so, to know her, to know mom is, she's so, what's the word? I don't know, little in stature, but powerful and mighty. And she's not my mother-in-law. She's my mother-in-love, but she's my mom. That's my mother. And to know that she, to know my husband is to know that he had to come from a great woman, a great man that came from a great woman. So I just thank God for her, and I thank God for him, and I thank for his obedience because, you know, he has a lot of work to do, so he could not leave here. It's too much for him to do here on this earth, and I thank God for dominion because, you know, we speak things and we spoke life. You can't leave here because we're speaking life. So I just thank God. I thank God for so many things. And, you know, those 3 days, even what I was going through with the surgery that I just had. And, you know, and God knows, you know, the pain was there. But then looking at him in that bed, I forgot about that pain. But let me tell you, and this is my testimony, and then I'm going to let you all go. But my testimony is, in the midst of him going through what he was going through, that man made sure that I was okay in that hospital. You know, he made sure the nurses would, you know, bring her this, bring her that. He lifted his bed so that my foot could be elevated. Then at night he said, you get in this bed. We slept in the same hospital bed while he was there because he wanted to make sure I was okay. So, I just praise God that, you know, sometimes we forget about our own thing because we're trying to make sure that we're caring for our loved ones. But that's when you let God pick your mate and send you your mate. You don't jump in it for yourself. And God knows what you need, and he'll give it to you. So what I'm telling you tonight, if there's something that you're in need of or those that may be single and you're needing a mate, don't do it on your own. Please let God do it for you because he'll give you just what you need, when you need it, how you need it, and he'll do a great thing. And I praise God for doing a great thing in my life. God, what a change. You know, and I had to change. I had to make a change. But God is good all the time. All the time God is good. And I just thank God for being mighty, 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 mighty good God. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have anybody else want to share? I know I took up a lot of time. I'm not usually long-winded, but I got a lot going on in my heart right now. I'm just so full. Press 1 if you have anything you would like to say, and we will acknowledge you. If not, we have the benediction by our son, Mr. Anthony. Anyone else? Okay.
Thank you, Lord God, for all life, health, and strength. Thank you for giving us this day, Lord God. I want to thank you for waking us all up this morning, Lord God, and just keeping us in our right minds. I want to thank you, Lord God, for all the testimonies that went forth on this evening, Lord God, and just continuing to bless us, Lord God, and have stories for us, Lord God, and breakthroughs, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for this week that we've had full of tests and trials, Lord God, but being able to say that we've overcome and that we're still standing strong, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for my family, the ones who support me on a daily basis, Lord God, and I want to thank you for I'm extremely grateful for them, Lord God. I want to thank you for everyone on the sound of my voice, my Blog Talk family, Lord God, and continue to bless you guys, Lord God, and help you guys to stay on the right path and walk with God every day, Lord God. I want to thank you for forgiving us for our sins we've committed knowingly and unknowingly, and I ask that you just bless us with a great night. Let us get some rest. Your name, pray, so it is.
We thank you for joining us on tonight. Until next Thursday, same time. We just love you, love you, love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Praise God. Have a blessed week on purpose. Have a mighty successful week on purpose. We love you all. Good night.